Dr. Otto Keller sat alone at the long mahogany conference table, crouched over a box file, fastidiously exploring its contents with the tips of his long white fingers. Seeing the three of them enter, he lifted his head, noted the addition of Erna Fry in her wedding outfit, and resumed his reading. A second box file had been set in front of the chair ordained for Bachmann. The code word Felix was stamped on the cover in black, informing him that, whatever might have been previously agreed, Isa Karpov was Moore's baby, and this was how Moore had christened him, and classified him top secret and beyond while he was about it. From a side door, a woman in a black skirt flitted in with a third file for Erna Fry and vanished. Shoulder to shoulder, Bachmann and Erna Fry dutifully embarked on their homework while Moore and Keller invigilated. Urgent recommendation. That the internationally wanted Islamist fugitive Felix and those connected with him be the object of an immediate and comprehensive investigation by state and federal police and protection agencies with a view to public prosecution. More. Report number 1. Respectfully submitted by field agent, name deleted, of the Hamburg Office of Protection. Source is a Turkish doctor, recently arrived in Hamburg and attached to a medical practice serving Muslim patients. On arrival in Germany, source reached an understanding with this agent that he would be vigilant on behalf of this office. Motivation, the favorable opinion of the state authorities. Payment on results only. Source's statement. Last Friday, I attended midday prayer at the Othman Mosque, well known to you for its moderate stance. I was about to leave the mosque when I was approached by a Turkish woman who was not familiar to me. She desired to speak to me confidentially regarding a matter of urgency, but not in my surgery or in the street. I would describe her as aged 55, stout, dressed in a full grey scarf, suspected blonde, volatile. Halfway up the staircase leading to the mosque, there is an office set aside for the convenience of imams and visiting dignitaries. It was unoccupied. Once inside, she began talking volubly, but not in my opinion, honestly. By her voice, she was of peasant stock from the northeastern part of Turkey. I would say that her statement contained facts.